This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today in Your Health, Little League Elbow. Some experts blame an increase in arm injuries on poor pitching techniques among young people. Others blame parents and leagues for pushing kids to compete too hard, too young. One coach here in Washington, D.C. has ditched trophies and scorekeeping and is teaching kids to play for the love of the game. Imagine that. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If I say childhood and summer, what's the first image that springs to mind? For Coach John McCarthy, it's his memory of rolling out of bed and going straight to his window, where he had a bird's eye view of the neighborhood ball fields.
I could look out the second floor window and see the whole park and see what's going on. I mean, we check that window every day, and if there's any action, we're there, man. We're not missing it. And if it was a nice day, we'd make a few phone calls. Next thing you know, four or five kids ride their bikes down and we're playing.
It was not organized ball, though he did go on to captain his college team and play professionally in the minor leagues. The McCarthy brothers' childhood game was a stripped-down, make-your-own-rules stick ball. Instead of bats, they now admit they usually stole neighbors' rakes.
Because you got to get a good, nice, hard wood. So whoever shimmied under the garage had about 30 seconds to pick the best rake out.
McCarthy would saw off the handle, which for old time's sake, he demonstrates. Another kid would find a tennis ball, and the game was on.
You may want to stand over here. That'll help! It just takes me one pitch, and I'm ready. I'm back in the mentality of competing. One pitch, I want to do well. I love it.
This is how they passed endless summer days.
No one made us do it. We wanted to do it. Nobody watched. There's no one recorded it all. We just did it because we loved it. And six or seven of us went on to play college baseball.
3 decades later, McCarthy is still not over stickball. His brown curls still stick out of his baseball cap, and his blue eyes still sparkle. He's no longer encouraging kids to steal rakes, but he is bringing hundreds of kids back to D.C.'s Friendship Park for baseball camps. In this era of scheduled playdates, scheduled lessons, formal leagues, and all-star teams, McCarthy offers an alternative. He's trying to revive the spirit of neighborhood ball.
Hey, this is going to be a great week. You ready to stretch them, RJ?
You know it, Coach.
Let's go!
McCarthy breaks the kids down by age groups, and then he seems to be everywhere at once. He gives the 7-year-olds plastic balls and bats. Lots of skinny arms and legs are sticking out from oversized blue T-shirts. A few kids wear remnants of their Little League uniforms.
This game they're playing right there, it's a very child-based, directed game. The kids can keep score if they want to. I will not keep score for the children. I don't care who wins or loses. It's not driven by uniforms, scores, trophies. Like, we don't give trophies in this camp. Your reward is satisfaction of a day enjoyed on the baseball field. If that's not enough, you shouldn't be playing.
McCarthy comes off strong, but he's got a gentle touch. With the 9-year-olds, he sees exactly what he likes. Kids coaching kids.
See how he's telling him where to throw it? That's good.
An outfielder throws the ball to the wrong base.
He's like, why didn't you throw to second? That's good. See that? They're all happy. You don't need a coach saying throw to second. They know how to play the game already. And now they know. Next time, throw it to second. That's learning just happened right in front of us.
Learning not to breathe down kids' necks, to take a step back, doesn't necessarily come naturally to coaches or parents. But Coach Mack takes his own childhood as some evidence that it's healthy. He didn't play any organized sports until 8th grade. For today's kids, he wonders about the effects of putting them under the spotlight so young.
It has exploded now, and youth sports has exploded, and it's younger, it's more competitive, it's more seasons, and I just think that that's leading to burnout, and it's leading to arm injuries.
The extent to which more kids are being injured is unclear. A group of doctors at the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine has begun gathering numbers, and they've also released recommendations for prevention. One idea being tested now by Little League Baseball is a pitch count program that limits the number of times any one player can pitch during an inning. That might help protect players' arms. And there's also a move to limit the curveball. This pitch forces kids to quickly turn their arms when they throw. Some coaches love the curve for the competitive edge, but many doctors say the curve puts too much pressure on ligaments that are still developing.
Curveball should be added when you're like 17 or 18. It should not be added when you're 10. But hyper-competitive coaches encourage it because they get wins. But it retards their players' development for the long run. I mean, my dream is to see my players succeed when they're 20, not 10.
McCarthy says he knows there's no turning back the clock to that era when kids ran free all day until their moms called them home for dinner. But he wants his players to realize that they don't need uniforms or stadium lights to make competition real.
If you played that many hours as a kid doing something, it never leaves you. It's part of your nature. I mean, I think that's what the real benefit of child play is. It makes you have a real hunger and desire to be a player and to compete and get better. And you love that feeling.
Some of his players are building that foundation for hardcore competition. Others are just flirting with the game, and that's fine. But every once in a while, Coach Mac's infectious love of the game can turn a kid's life around, like Anthony Taylor.
My dad wasn't in my life as much. My brother were out, you know, in the streets doing his thing. So I needed a male, and that male came along.
Anthony and Coach Mac first met 14 years ago. At the time, McCarthy was playing for the Baltimore Orioles farm team, and he was invited to Anthony's school to talk to the kids.
And at the end of the talk, I said, you know, guys, good luck. I'll see you down the road.
But on his way out the door, 7-year-old Anthony stopped him and asked him if he could stay and teach them to play ball. McCarthy remembers that moment. He says looking back, maybe it was something in Anthony's eyes. But that simple request made him want to be a coach. Within a few months, he started a lunchtime baseball program at Anthony's school and eventually coached them in a league.
I remember times me just completely just walking off the field and just walking, going into the woods, just gone, because I was upset. And he came and got me, told me, you know, listen, you can't do that. You can't. It's going to hurt you in the long run. You know, everything's not going to go your way. It all worked out. I'm a great guy now, so thanks to him.
Eventually, Anthony says he got it. He learned to have fun, and he learned how to compete. Now he's on a full ride to college on a baseball scholarship. For the summer, he's helping Coach Mac run the camps, and every day he brings with him a handful of kids from one of D.C.'s roughest neighborhoods.
All of them are good kids. They're great kids. They just, you know, they just need some leadership the same way we needed it. Toss it in, Sammy. Here we go. Hey, guys, we need to know. We need to know.
Donald, Eleanor, have a seat. This meeting has started.
At the end of each camp day, all the campers smush together on a row of bleachers.
Stephanie, right in front. Let's go.
For a little pep talk and demonstrations.
Very nice job today on the second half of the games. I thought the games the afternoon were very good. We're going to do a quick demonstration of framing. Who's got a ball for me?
As he pitches the ball to one of his teen coaches, he tells the kids to watch closely.
Nice. Notice how Coach's gloves, it stays right there. It doesn't move that much.
Stillness, he tells them, is the key in batting, too. They need to keep their head still, legs still, be in the moment, and the concentration for the swing will come, he tells them.
Sometimes our culture pushes children out of the moment to think about tomorrow, the next grade, next week.
But here, playing baseball, he wants the kids to own the moment.
I think as an athlete, the more you're centered and still allows you to see the ball travel, see the ball slower, see the play unfold. So I try to encourage all the children not only to be present to compete, but be present to enjoy what's happening.
When he talks to the kids about stillness, they know he's talking about baseball. But what they probably don't realize yet is that he's also talking about life. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
You can find recommendations for preventing baseball injuries in kids by going to npr.org/yourhealth.